The state of Maine has asked the federal government to allow the state to ban people from using food stamps to buy soda and candy. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, soft drinks make up about 5% of all food stamp purchases. Joining us with more on this is Mary Mayhew, Commissioner of Maine's Department of Health and Human Services. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And why are you asking the federal government to do this?
This is so critically important in terms of our efforts to restore integrity to the food stamp program known as Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, both in terms of our efforts to support nutritional purchases, but certainly I also oversee our state's Medicaid program. And we today, both in the state of Maine and certainly across the country, are dealing with significant increases in obesity. There is a clear connection here, and we need to support nutritional purchases within the food stamp program.
But why single out the food stamp recipients and not just tax soda and candy the way that it worked with cigarettes?
It's really important, first of all, to establish that, again, the name of this program is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It is intended to support nutritional purchases. We shouldn't even need to debate whether soda and candy are nutritional. This is not only a recommendation from Maine's Department of Health and Human Services. The medical community has come out in support of these efforts. This is a common sense reform to the food stamp program.
But again, why not just tax these things so that everybody, because I assume that Maine's obesity problem is not limited to the people who are receiving food stamp assistance, that it goes across the board.
But in this case, we are talking about a taxpayer-funded program designed to support nutritional assistance for vulnerable families. How individuals who earn money for groceries choose to make those decisions around what they buy, that's their prerogative. But this is a program that should have common sense restrictions, and we should not be allowing a taxpayer-funded program to be used to purchase soda and candy. It clearly is not nutritional.
So should Social Security recipients also not be able to purchase soda and candy?
Well, I oversee the administration of the food stamp program. And so from my perspective and from the work that we're doing, this is a clear common sense reform for a program that is focused on providing nutritional assistance.
Now, this isn't the first time that Maine has requested this from the federal government. In 2015, the Obama administration denied a similar request. Do you think you'll be successful this time around under the Trump administration?
I am certainly optimistic that the Trump administration and the United States Department of Agriculture will take more seriously this waiver. Maine is not the only state that has requested this reform. I would imagine that there will be more requests of the Trump administration, and I am optimistic that they will agree with the state of Maine that this is a common sense reform. It's in the best interests of those who are receiving this supplemental nutrition assistance, and it will go a long way to also connecting the dots between not only this federally funded program, but the federally funded Medicaid program, where we are incurring significant medical costs caring for individuals with obesity.
So nobody's going to argue with your statement that these things are not nutritional. There's no question about it. Soda and candy are not nutritional. So why do you think that so many people who are on food stamps are using those food stamps to buy these things?
Because it's allowed. We know that based upon the report that was just released from the United States Department of Agriculture that 5% of the $70 billion being spent annually on a national basis on food stamps, and that translates into $13 million in Maine, is being spent on soda. This is a straightforward reform. Doesn't take a lot to simply ban soda and candy from this program.
One of the things that has been a challenge in the past is that people, especially people in poverty, don't have access to markets that sell fresh fruits and produce and more nutritional things. Is that a problem in Maine?
As we have examined the access, I am confident that there are adequate resources that can support. There are certainly opportunities both within the grocery stores, within the convenience stores, to improve access. That should be no reason, however, to justify in a supplemental nutrition assistance program the continued purchase of soda and candy.
That's Mary Mayhew, who is Commissioner of Maine's Department of Health and Human Services. Commissioner, thank you.
Thank you very much.